I'd like to introduce Senator Damon come into the room. And I don't know if it's premature to have you make some comments right now. We're going to wait to go to the defense.
I really don't have a lot to say. That's strange for a politician. But I do come here with a certain amount of disappointment that I haven't been able to be at as many meetings with you as I would have liked to have been. But Dwayne has kept me up to date as best he can on your progress. And the hope that I come is the hope and the satisfaction that I see in the work that you have done. This has been, when you talk about heavy lifting, this has been a prime example of that. To have us all sit down at the table to look at an area that is so important to so many interests and try to come away from this with an agreement that allows all of those interests to coexist. So from the perspective of the transportation hat that I wear, I'm very encouraged by the opportunities that this presents. From the environmentalist and conservationist hat that I wear, I'm very encouraged by the possibilities that this venture presents. And it's all because you have agreed and persevered. You've agreed to come together to continue to talk, and you've persevered and kept those conversations open. I think back to the first round when some who were at the table decided that this wasn't worth it, or it wasn't workable, and they left. But you have, to your credit, stayed, and that's the part that is giving me the greatest encouragement. And I'm very eager to get up to speed on, I think you were just about to talk about the easements and all of that, so congratulations. We're not there yet, but we've come an awful long way from where we were before, and we still have intact one of the real treasures of Maine. And says, so I might have more to add later, but we'll see how it goes. Thanks for having me, too, and thanks for allowing me to come in.